This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado is trying a different approach to people who are declared mentally unfit to stand trial. A diversion program is helping reduce the number of people waiting for competency evaluations at the state hospital. Susan Blanco, chief judge of the 8th Judicial District in Fort Collins, says the program gives more care and consideration to find the best approach for people who may not be competent to stand trial.
Is there really a solution at that state hospital for this individual? Because, for example, if they have dementia and there is no medication or anything that they're going to be offered in Pueblo at the state hospital, why are we sending this person all the way to Pueblo?
There are currently 320 people facing criminal charges who are waiting for a competency hearing in Colorado. The state has issued recalls for marijuana, affecting hundreds of stores this year. CPR's Ben Marcus reports on one of the largest.
The recall a few weeks ago of products made by 710 Labs affected 172 stores across the state. This was after yeasts and molds were found in off-the-shelf testing. The number of stores affected is double the next largest recall since at least 2023. Tess Edom is a professor at CU Boulder, and she's closely followed marijuana safety. She said state officials won't say how many recalled products are sold after the voluntary recall is issued.
We want to know, between the time that these products were recalled, how many products were still going out to consumers? Because a lot of this is voluntary, right?
The deluge of recalls comes as the marijuana industry suffers through a multi-year sales downturn. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Along the Central Front Range today, high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s.